The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Zanzibar is possibly one of the most evocative place names on the planet, even though I guess most people can't point to it on a map. It's located off the coast of Tanzania in the Indian Ocean, and it has a rich history with influences from Africa, Asia, and Europe. I spoke with Julian Carter Manning, he's director of the travel company Yellow Zebra Safaris, about the allure of this mysterious destination.
I remember the first time I ever saw genuinely tropical beaches. It was in Zanzibar, the north end, the north coast, around a little place, Kendwa and Nungwi. I mean, things have changed a lot now. It's, 20 years since I was there. Just genuine tropical beaches, you know, palm trees lining the whole of the east coast of Zanzibar, these massive beaches, and turquoise water. There's some areas there that are just unbelievably good snorkeling. And so it's just a perfect beach place. Overall, Zanzibar should really only be viewed as a beach location. Great for sunset cruises, good diving, some fishing, and generally just relaxing.
Julian said it's worth exploring Zanzibar's historic capital.
Little Stone Town is a myriad of little streets you can poke around, haggling for, you know, local African art and curios, and that in itself is a great day out. I mean, it was a real focus of the slave trade, the ivory, gold. You know, there's a lot of history in Stone Town itself if you want to immerse yourselves in it. You can go to the old slave pits and things like that. And quite frankly, an afternoon with a guide around Stone Town is genuinely very eye-opening and in some ways fairly disturbing. All the slave industry was still going on only 100 years ago. Freddie Mercury was born there. You can visit his... Here, the place that he was born. So Stone Town's certainly got its attractions. I poke around the markets, I haggle with the locals for an overpriced wooden carving of an elephant, and then I go and flop on the beaches. So I think it's a great addition to a stay on Zanzibar, but it's not the place to stay in for very long.
You can also check out the nearby islands, as Julian explained.
Zanzibar is actually an island called Unguja. And there's some really amazing islands off Zanzibar that are well worth visiting, like Sepemba and actually an island further south called Mafia, of all places, are islands that are completely away from the crowds, and you can find these exposed sandbars where no one's around.
Julian says you shouldn't come expecting the same level of development as other more well-known tourist areas.
Zanzibar is ultimately quite a poor fishing island, and so it's certainly not the Caribbean. And the charm of the people on the island is undeniable.
If you'd like to find out more, check out the guides to Zanzibar on the Yellow Zebra Safaris website.